As we gear up for a brand new year, it's time to shift our focus, leave behind the old, and start planning for the exciting possibilities ahead. But I don't want you to wait until January to start this process because you may end up missing out on some valuable opportunities. So today I'm going to share some powerful insights that will hopefully motivate you to start planning now to make next year great. Welcome to the Mind Your Time podcast. I'm Shannon Baker, your host and coffee aficionado. Whether your goal is to increase your side gig income or scale to six figures, you're in the right place. You will learn about the tools, actionable strategies, and tactics you can use to take back control of your time and life. I specialize in helping purpose-driven women like yourself work smarter and tap into the growth potential their business holds. So if you're ready to make a bigger impact and achieve business growth without being tied to it 24/7, then stick around. Let's dive into today's topic. Okay, well, let's start by talking about the obvious. I know you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So in a nutshell, if you want to succeed as a business owner, you have to plan. Really, that should be a no-brainer. But the big question is, when should you start planning? The short answer is, it depends. And don't let anyone convince you that there's a specific point in time that you have to have it all planned out and figured out. I haven't met an entrepreneur yet that has that much discipline. Honestly, all of us kind of build the parachute after we jump off the cliff, right? But here's the hard truth about that. That approach doesn't work for everything, not if you want to be successful anyway. And that definitely applies 100% when it comes to your business operations. If you continue to delay streamlining your back office, you're going to encounter some very big roadblocks that are going to delay or even prevent you from achieving your goals. And procrastinating when it comes to planning for growth in the new year can have serious consequences for your business as well. The same is true when it comes to your business systems. And I totally understand that you're putting some things off because you simply have more things to do than you have time. Being overwhelmed by all the things is the top reason we procrastinate. I mean, I've been there multiple times myself. I even talked about my experience of battling procrastination on a previous episode because I know I'm not the only one who has to deal with those feelings. Now, while it's normal to put things off for a short period of time, you can't stay unplugged. So if you would like to know the process that I use to conquer procrastination and increase my productivity, make sure you go back and listen to that episode. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Now, when it comes to streamlining your back office, please understand it is not an overnight process. It requires an investment of a number of resources to optimize your operations and really for you to see progress. So if you want efficient business systems, the time for you to start is now. You will be amazed at the progress that you can make in a short period of time when you have access to the right resources that shorten the learning curve. Now, as the year winds down, there's a natural slowdown in business, kind of similar to the summer slowdown. And this is a golden opportunity that you need to take advantage of. Use this quieter period to dedicate time and attention to improving your back office operations. By starting this process now, you actually position yourself and your business for sustainable growth, not just next year, but well on into the future. And the best part, your business will then be equipped to meet the increased demand without leaving you feeling overwhelmed by all of it. Now, there are six core systems that your business should have in place to run efficiently. And waiting until the new year to address those inefficiencies in your business operations, again, can lead to missed opportunities and leave you feeling overwhelmed. Then as business picks back up, you want to make sure you avoid juggling multiple tasks. The six core systems are critical if you want to grow your business without burning out. So I'm going to put a link to the episode where I talk about all six to help you kind of begin that audit process. Make sure you identify which ones you're missing, shore up the ones that you have, and if you need my help, please feel free to get in contact with me. Now, don't get me wrong, systems are not a one-all be-all solution.
But when you create systems with automation, you will have much more time that you can use to focus on other things in your business. So by streamlining your systems in advance, you're really better equipped to handle your workload as it increases. You'll be in a very good position to deliver an exceptional client experience, and you can effectively assess opportunities as they arise. But you can't do that without a strategy and a plan. Now, let's talk about building up some momentum when it comes to this topic. Without a well-thought-out plan, you find yourself in a constant state of catch-up because you spend more time putting out fires than you can actually work and get things done. So when that happens, you will easily get discouraged. You'll get complacent, and you're going to lose your motivation. So let's get off that hamster wheel. Let's try a different approach next year. But again, you have to start the process now before the new year even begins. And because I'm all about keeping things simple and practical, I'm going to share a few tips with you to help you prepare for you to have that best year ever. Tip number one, you have got to set clear goals. Take time to set the goals for your business in the new year, but I want you to try a different method when you do this. You need to set SMART goals, but my definition of a SMART goal is a bit different than what you're used to because you need to think about the impact the goal is going to have on your schedule, your business schedule, and your life schedule. And this is a continuous process, which is why I suggest you repeat it every 90 days. So let's talk about my SMART goal framework. The S, you need to be specific. So decide what you want to achieve and be specific when determining what that means for you. And then make sure you pick some affirmations that will help you stay motivated because your mindset matters when it comes to your success. The M stands for mind your business. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing in their business and what they're posting on social media because that does not give you the full picture. Really, you're seeing the window view. You don't know what's going on in real life. So focus on the goal that you picked and then focus on making sure you take steps every day to reach your goal. The A stands for appropriate. So you need to pick a goal that fits the season that your life is in. If you've got a lot going on in your personal life, it's not the best time for you to pick something that's going to require a lot of attention in your business and vice versa. So keep that in mind. That takes us to R, be realistic. You need to be realistic with your expectations because life changes. And even when you pick your goal, be sure to give yourself some grace. And when it comes to timing, when you're looking at things realistically, keep in mind, it may take you more than 90 days to reach your goal, and that's okay. Just keep working your plan. The T, this one is very important. You need to treat yourself as you make progress because small steps matter. To make sure I keep track of all my small victories, I write them on a little card and put it on my wall of wins in my office. It's a visible reminder that I'm making progress, even if it's just small things. Now, if you want a bit more guided assistance with this process, I have a free audio masterclass called How to Grow Your Business Without Overwhelm that will help you with this. There's 6 audio lessons in that masterclass, and they can be consumed in about 40 minutes or so. But each lesson has practical advice, actionable tips, and proven techniques that you can implement when it comes to things like time management, goal setting, productivity, delegation, and so much more. So feel free to check it out at theshannonbaker.com/masterclass. Now, tip number 2, you need to create a reasonable action plan. When you have that goal, think of your plan as the North Star that you need on your journey to reach that goal. Without it, you're going to end up wasting time, energy, and money. So when you're creating your plan, break your goal down into chunks of time. Set 3 milestones, which each milestone is for a 30-day period, so make sure they're connected. And then break that down into weeks and days. That's how you create your action plan. That plan will help you overcome obstacles, stay focused, and make consistent progress. I recently did a 3-part series on creating a business strategy, and those episodes complement this topic of business planning. I'm going to put a link to the third episode of that series because it really focuses on the significance of creating a reasonable action plan that's tailored to your journey. A link to that will also be in the show notes. And my third tip, seek support and accountability. You don't have to take this journey alone. So focus on building a supportive network of like-minded individuals or even mentors who can give you guidance, support, and hold you accountable. Now, I would love to be a part of your community, so feel free to connect with me on Instagram at @_ShannonBaker. And I would love to have you inside of the Mighty Society membership community. I'm always looking to add purpose-driven women like you to this global community that redefines what sustainable success is. We are anti-hustle, and I have a feeling that you are too. But really, inside the membership, there are some valuable resources in addition to the community, like goal setting worksheets, operations checklists, templates, and so much more to help you on this journey. You can find out more at theshannonbaker.com/membership. Now, before I wrap things up, I want to talk about some potential challenges that you may encounter, because let's be real, challenges are a part of the journey. So here are two potential challenges related to planning for a successful year and a little tip to help you overcome the challenge. The first one is balancing work and personal life when you're in the planning phase. Let me tell you, time blocking is your friend, and there are a number of ways to do it. Find what works for you, but you have to dedicate specific blocks of time in your schedule for planning and strategizing. And for those blocks, time blocks to work, you have to put up boundaries to protect your time. You need to communicate those boundaries with your family, with your clients, and you need to be self-disciplined and also communicate them with your team, if you have one. That way, you can work uninterrupted during those work time blocks. Challenge number two is overcommitting and spreading yourself too thin. You need to practice saying no. It's a complete sentence. If you put in the work to create a plan, you have to have the time and space to implement it, but you can't do that if you spread yourself thin because you're saying yes to everything. So based on your goal, you need to be selective when evaluating opportunities that come your way. That's in your personal life and your business. Prioritize the tasks that align with your goal and really get comfortable gracefully declining opportunities that may divert your focus. Remember, quality over quantity leads to a more impactful result. So let's do a quick recap of what we've talked about today. As we prepare for the new year, it's essential for you to start planning now and not wait until January. So start by addressing the existing inefficiencies in your business operations and start to streamline your systems. This is going to put you in a better position for your business to achieve sustainable growth. I also talked about the importance of setting clear goals using my SMART goals framework. You need to create a reasonable action plan based on that goal, and that's going to help you stay focused so that you can make consistent progress. We also talked about the importance of building a supportive network. You don't have to continue on this journey alone, so please don't sit there with just yourself. We all need a supportive group that we can count on to help us overcome challenges like achieving a better work-life integration, especially when you're in this planning phase, and the accountability piece will help you avoid overcommitting. By taking these steps, you're going to be well equipped to make the next year a good year. But just remember, you need to take action now. Just consuming this content is not enough. So pick just one thing from this episode that you're going to take action on today. Whether it's signing up for the audio masterclass, listening to the other episodes that I mentioned, or checking out the Mighty Society membership. I want to thank you for joining me this week. Now, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me to get them answered. And if you found this episode valuable, please do me a favor and help me build my social proof. Go to ratethispodcast.com/mindyourtime and leave a rating and review. And don't forget to share this episode with your biz besties. Take a screenshot, post it on Instagram stories, and tag me at @_ShannonBaker. Or you can simply DM me and let me know the one thing that you decided to take action on. I can't wait to hear from you. So that wraps up today's episode. Now I want you to use the next 2 weeks to take action on that one thing that you picked, because this is going to be the last episode of the year. But I look forward to you joining me back here in the new year. And until then, keep calm and streamlined.